turn our catechism question to question six, which is the question dealing with the Trinity. And it's a doctrine that, to quote a book, is often forgotten in the teaching of the Church. It's one of those doctrines that people say, well, you know, all Christians believe in the Trinity, but sometimes when you probe what Christians actually believe concerning this doctrine, quite often you find that their understanding is not what the Scripture and what church history has taught down through the centuries. It took the Church 300 years to really shape its doctrine of the Trinity to what we now know today as the biblical truth. So we should not take that lightly. I think if anything shows the importance of church history, this doctrine shows the importance, that it takes time to work out what the Scripture says. And again, I think in the modern church, this idea that every Christian has an orthodox view of the Trinity is probably only a thing of appearance. I think we need to re-study this doctrine in order to understand it biblically. So question six states, how many persons are there in the Godhead? And the answer, there are three persons in the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one God, the same in essence, equal in power and glory. Our Confession of Faith puts it this way in the first part of chapter 2 and paragraph 3, just the first section. In this divine and infinite being, there are three subsistences. Now, I think the Westminster Confession is easier to understand in this section, where it talks about three persons in one substance. But that's what our Confession of Faith says. And it goes on to say, of one substance, power, and eternity, each having the whole divine essence, yet the essence undivided. And that is a brief sentence, but it says a lot about the biblical doctrine of the Trinity. We see in the New Testament places where the Trinity is in action. For example, in Matthew 3, verses 16 and 17, and at the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus was baptized, he went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That is the Trinity in action. The Father speaking from heaven, the Spirit descending, and the Lord Jesus Christ being baptized. Then we have the Trinity in name in Matthew 28 verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them, and it's in the singular, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And as I've mentioned before, the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ's name in the book of Acts is the name that they are baptized into both establishes his divinity, but also the doctrine of the one union among the Trinity. To baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus is sufficient because he is fully God. And we also have it in the benediction in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. And then we have it in the work of salvation in 1 Peter 1 verse 2. We're elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctification of the Spirit, and unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. So the doctrine of the Trinity affects so many areas in the Scripture. And then, of course, we have the verse in 1 John 5 and verse 7. There are three that bear testimony in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, and these three are one. So there's much in the Word of God to not only support this doctrine of the Trinity, and then a whole range of scripture texts outside of that that imply, going right back to Genesis 1, verse 26, let us make man in our image, and so on. And, you know, the Lord our God is one Lord, and so on. There's many texts that imply the doctrine of the Trinity. We've mentioned some of the more clear ones which actually state this doctrine. So, how many persons are there in the Godhead? There are three persons in the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one God, the same in essence, equal in power and glory.